Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Today on the podcast, we're doing it a little bit different. Emily and I are going to have an actual conversation about how our business is going to evolve after someone said something to us that like really made us start questioning everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So spoiler alert, we have an agent now.
Yeah.
Which is super weird. We brought her on to help us deal with sponsor requests for the podcast.
Right.
And land us some opportunities that really fit and say no to opportunities that didn't. And it takes an entirely different set of skills that I do not have or care to have. And so we kind of just brought her on to see like, well, we'll just see what happens. So anyways, we have an agent now, but we were having a conversation with her when we were figuring out, okay, well, who would you say yes to? Who would you say no to? Who do you want me to reach out to for you for the sponsor for the podcast? And we were kind of struggling with it because we were like, okay, well, we're business, we're strategy. So we're thinking of like softwares and tools and like all these other things, Squarespace and stuff like that. And she was like, well, I mean, I don't understand why you're not giving me other brands because you guys are a lifestyle brand.
And both of us literally like let out like a verbal like sigh, like confusion, like what?
Huh?
Are you sure?
What do you mean?
And I thought the reason this really helped and the reason we took it to heart so much is this agent, I mean, typically when we hire from our tribe. So they know everything about us.
Whatever. They followed us. They know things.
Right. This agent was a recommendation from someone in our mastermind. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we take those seriously. So we weren't questioning her authority, but we did know that she was brand new to mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. And so having her say that meant that on first glance, without mm-hmm. knowing us at all, she thought we were a lifestyle company.
Yeah. It was weird. I'm gonna be real honest and say, like, we got off the phone call with her and then Abby and I hopped on the phone and we're like, did you catch that? Did you hear her when she said that? How does that make you feel? And we had to legit have a conversation about it because B2B business brand and then being a B2B lifestyle brand are two very completely different things.
And did we need to embrace this or did we need to like,
set it down.
Like make it not a thing?
Right, right. At the end of it all.
Right.
We always fall back on it's easier to be ourselves than anything else.
Yeah.
And nothing changes or transforms or tweaks our business other than us.
Right.
And so if someone else, an outsider, an unbiased opinion said we are a lifestyle brand, and obviously we asked a bunch of other people. We didn't just like, she said this and now we're going to change everything. We asked the opinions of a lot of people we trust who also aren't that deep into TCC. And they all came back with the same answer. And so we realized that us, Abby and Emily, have made that a thing.
Right.
And we're either going to continue to make that a thing or we're going to have to continually to try really, 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 really hard to not let it slip.
Right. So I think part of the reason it just sort of evolved was
We've never really been secretive about other parts of our lives. Well, yeah.
Do we know a boundary?
That's true.
Is there a boundary I have not crossed? Name one.
I mean, there's definitely things we've like delicately talked about or like had strategic plans for revealing or whatever. And nothing major, but you know.
Nothing major.
Well, not that it wasn't major, but like, for instance, when you adopted, like we had to talk about like, are people going to know Penelope or is that something that we do not discuss publicly?
Right.
Like,
and how am I going to handle the online space of people knowing who I am online? Like being famous on the internet is what we talked about yesterday. And do I bring my family into that? Do I bring my daughter into that? It's a really nice day today. The sun is out. It hasn't been out in a couple of days. And I was dropping my daughter off at the sitter and I had forgotten some stuff to take to the sitter. So I needed to go back home. I needed to stop by and run one more errand before I went back. So I messaged Abby and was like, I'm going to be late. Like, we're not going to be starting until like after 9. And of course she was like, no big deal. Just let me know. And I had my sunroof open. I had a podcast on. And I'm not one of these people that's just like, oh my God, it's just such a great day. And I'm so happy. And I'm so grateful. Like, have you met me? I'm just not. That's not my prime personality. But it really hit me today of just like how proud I am of what we've created and like the flexibility and the freedom that we have and just the non-stress of like work and being late. I put late in quotes because like there's really no being late in our work life and how awesome that is. And just like I can enjoy the day and I don't have to rush to this errand and I can roll my windows down and it's just fine.
Well, it's funny you say that because yesterday you were busier than I was, but I was like sitting at my desk. I opened up my to-do list and I was like, are we sure that's all I have to do today?
You've asked that like 7 times this week.
Are you sure? Because we've been trying to delegate more and push things off for people and stuff. But I feel like it's finally getting to the point where we're going to have to redecide my role in the company. Which,
absolutely.
I mean, I'm all about the break because Lord knows, like, when Emily's not working on a Monday, I've been hustling to catch us up on certain things, and that's been going on all year. So, like, to have some time, I was like, I deserve some time, damn it. Like, it's fine. But it's just been strange because we went from talking about business all the time. Like, I mean, literally, it would be like, oh, we're going to teach you how to set up a ConvertKit form. To people are asking us, like, what lipstick we wear, how we get our hair done, like, what our clothes, like, the brands of clothing we wear. And I didn't know how I felt about it at first.
Well, I still don't know how I feel about it because, like, my shit is from Old Navy. Like, it's not fancy.
Yeah.
Not like I've worn the same, like I use the same tube of lipstick. I've owned it for like 2 years. Like, it's not, I have like 2 colors. It is not anything fancy at all or exciting or different from what, like asking like even parenting stuff. Like, I have people message me about like using donor breast milk and adoption processes and cloth diapers and like all the most random things about baby stuff. And I feel like that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Like, I didn't know talking about you call it boob juice.
Yeah.
That, like, that would ever be a thing. And like, when you start talking about lifestyle, all of a sudden I feel like the opportunity to judge goes up tremendously. You know? And so, like, there's more. I feel like we get our authority questioned more. Like, not necessarily our authority on business. Yeah. Like, literally, we ran a Facebook ad, like, it's running right now. And Emily mispronounced a word. A word. And like, people were flipping out.
flipping out.
I've deleted at least 5 comments about it.
So many people freaking out.
And then on top of it, I deleted one this
morning. But boost that engagement for me, haters. comment. I don't give a shit.
But then someone else asked this morning, they're like, who is this targeting? Like, this is straight up hashtag spam.
You're like, it's okay, it's not. And like, and I'm the person, Abby's so funny. Abby's the person that like hides all of that stuff. She's like, get that negative shit out of my life. I'm the person that's like, I almost commented on that girl's comment today when she said hashtag spam. I wanted to be like, okay, well, you've either visited our website, signed up for this thing, you like this page, or this page. So it's one of those things. Or you're on our list. Like, it's not like I'm targeting like baseball moms in South Dakota. Like, that wouldn't make sense. So like, you do one of these things that are related to business or my brand. Which one is it? And if you don't want to see this ad, then go unlike that thing.
Well, the part I'm like the most unsure of is like, our business still makes money because we talk about business. At this point, we have not positioned our life to make us money.
Right.
If that makes sense.
And I don't know if we will.
I don't know. I kind of disagree.
I'm not saying that we won't, like, at all. I do think there's going to be like lifestyle related sponsors for the podcast. There might be some stuff on Instagram. We might work with a couple of brands, but I don't think it's ever going to be like all of a sudden we're like, have a line in Target of burrito themed shirts.
I'm just going to keep it open. Like, I literally told Emily probably a year ago at least, I said, if someone approaches me and says, I want to make a natural lipstick line with you. And
oh yeah, I want to do that for sure.
But that would be leveraging our lifestyle. It wouldn't have anything to do with business.
Are we like the new Chip and Joanna Gaines?
No, we're not that famous.
Of the online world.
We're not.
I feel like we need a show. No one wants to see that.
You know what?
No, here's the funny thing. No one wants to see that because one of the lifestyle kind of related question, businessy kind of related questions we still get often is people want to see us working. Like, they want us to set up a camera.
Yeah.
They want us to set up a camera and like literally film ourselves working so they could see what happens on a regular day.
It's not pretty.
It's not pretty. Guys, first of all, the amount of burping that happens over here is like next level inappropriate.
Well, and like, if we are not on like a scheduled video or we don't have
webinar
to appear anywhere, like, right. Emily and I do not have makeup on.
No.
Emily is walking around with like day 7 hair.
Literally, I think it's 7 or 8.
I come to work with like wet hair. Like, I just popped out of the shower and
no bra status.
Yeah. I have a bra on today. I'm really proud of myself.
Actually, I do too. I have to put on bras now that I have to take my daughter somewhere every morning.
That's annoying.
It is annoying.
But it's not that glamorous. And yet people want to know about it. And so it's like, how do you make it happen?
How do you integrate that in a strategic way? Because, I mean, a lot of what we do, like, is thought about with intention. And how is this going to affect this over here? How can we either make money from it? Or is it something that's just going to add value or a unique piece to our business? And I don't know the answer to those questions
yet. Well, but
yet.
Like, here's, let's just let them in on, like, some of the things we've tossed around, okay?
Sure.
So we've been talking about a vlog
for 87 years now.
It's only been since August, but a long time. And
in business world.
I will be so curious by the time this airs if we've launched it.
I'm going to tell you right now, we won't. Like, don't even play.
But like, okay, so if we did a vlog, most people would think that we would do a ton of business stuff. We talk about business so much. Emily and I are kind of like, I literally cannot.
If I strategize one more time, I'm going to poke my eyeballs out.
So we've talked about like Emily opening up new baby products and like reviewing them or doing a hair tutorial or talking about makeup or talking about oils or whatever.
Want to learn exactly step by step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Get unparalleled access to job seekers with over 350 million unique monthly visitors globally, according to Indeed data, and an extended reach through Glassdoor. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
My hair tutorial that I posted in the group was great. People loved it.
But like, how does it add to the value of our business?
I don't know.
And then, you know, we've definitely 100% talked about sponsors on the podcast that are definitely not business related. And I think that'll just depend on what the agent pitches us.
Right. Right.
But like other things, we've talked about a t-shirt shop.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here's what's funny is like, I think it's interesting that we're having this conversation.
Do you think it's because we're bored?
No. Here's what I'm going to say. I think it's because we are innovative.
Okay.
Because hear me out. We've only been in business for 2 years, right? And we've been talking about business for 2 years nonstop, right?
Always.
And we are paying attention to our audience when they're asking questions like what lipstick, I almost said flavor, color, like what do you order from Chipotle? Where's that shirt from? All of those things, right? We're paying attention to those kind of things. We're also paying attention to, you know, when we post a picture of Penelope on Instagram, it gets better engagement. When we do this kind of story, it gets better engagement, whatever. And so we're actively trying to make decisions on how to capitalize on that and continue to remain like our brand and hold true to our values, right? XYZ. When there are other businesses, and I'm not like dissing anyone, so I'm just going to call it out for what it is. Like Marie Folio, for instance, has been talking about business for over a decade, right? And previously to B School or whatever is like her Marie TV or whatever, she's had so many different kind of businesses. She's written a book, she's had exercise tapes, she's done all the things, right? Well, she started in the last like couple of years, like attendance for B School and engagement for B School and the type of people that were coming in were not great. And like the numbers weren't great and everything was kind of like lagging. And so a change that her team, because I know they do everything with intention over there, has been decided to open up a more lifestyle personal brand of who is Marie. So over the last like year, we've gotten to see more of her husband. She has a stepson. Who knew she had a stepson? We saw his face, right? She's talking about like what she does when she like meditates and where she goes in the cabins to like go on vacation and like all this other stuff. She's not directly selling like, here's this Fiji water. Like it's not like Kardashian lifestyle sponsorship, but it's like adding in a new piece of her brand. And she's just now doing that.
But I want to know what her next step is. Like that would be, right.
Like what's your plan?
Right.
But even her like vlog, like she hardly ever updates.
I don't know.
So I don't know.
It's so confusing to me.
Well, and because we get the feedback of, and I'm just going to use this, continue to use this as an example because it's what's been compared. So like Marie TV is like a film. It's a film production.
Right.
Hair, makeup, wardrobe, lighting, stage sets. Like it's a film production. Right. Ours are not. Like very much just using the camera on our computer. We're sitting behind a desk. We might go like to rent a studio space for $200 and like shoot some B-roll to make it more interesting. But that's about as fancy as we get. And people say that they prefer our content over something as polished as that because it's more relatable. So are we doing enough relatable things to where we don't need to also say, I'm eating Chipotle again? Like, I don't know.
But will you always say I'm eating Chipotle again anyway?
Well, I ate Chipotle last night.
I know. And your daughter like demolished the kids' meal.
Listen. We decided to do baby led weaning and it was the smartest decision we've ever made.
Penelope's very happy on it.
She's very happy about it. Girlfriend has fed herself from day one, not day one, days at 6 months when you can start baby-led weaning. she was like this infant that was like feeding herself. And girlfriend eats me out of house and home.
Yeah. But she's so tiny.
She eats so much. So we just went to the doctor and the doctor was like, oh, she's at like 50%. I have no concerns. But do you know what her head is at?
What, 92?
85%.
Oh my God. Like, I don't know how to, she looks like a bobblehead.
We let her run around yesterday with no diaper on because she got like a little bit of a diaper rash. And so we're like airing it out. And of course she pees on my floor. So Brian like picks her up. She's like a dripping pee everywhere. And he's like, are you a puppy? Are you a puppy? You pee on my floor. Are you a puppy? And she just thought it was the most hilarious thing. So I'm like cleaning it up. Anyways, so she's running around and we were both just dying laughing because of how extra big her head looks when she doesn't have a diaper on. Because her butt is the tiniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like it's just like a little bitty squishy thing. And her head is like, and her hair just sticks out so much. It's so funny. We were getting a good laugh. And if I was the mom to post naked pictures of my kid online, I would have done it, but I don't.
But you're not.
That is one line I draw.
I'm going to ask the audience here because I think that's what we need.
Well, I don't know if that's what we need because remember when we first started talking about this, we posted it in the group. If we were to make like some more lifestyle-y related things, what would you want to see? What would you not want to see? And the thing is that we get to decide.
Right.
And we get to decide, like, because people were saying, like, okay, I'll see a little bit, but, like, I don't really want to see, like, your kid that much. And I was like, well, fuck you. She's the most adorable thing you've ever seen. I will show her to you even more now. And so I'm like, I don't really care. Like, I care. But what people are going to say is, like, don't do recipes. Well, don't do this. Well, don't do makeup. Well, I would love for you to see makeup. So it's all just going to be, like, contradictory advice anyways. So I think we just have to decide what's the strategy behind it. How are we going to capitalize on it? And that's why we haven't done anything about it, because we don't know the answer to that.
Confusing thing I've ever run into in business.
Yes.
Because normally I'm like, okay, here's the strategy. Here's the way to leverage it.
Right.
And either grow our audience or make cash dollar bills from it.
Right.
But being like showcasing behind the scenes or like letting you in on these other things. How?
I've even tried to think like, okay, since we're so good at teaching and like strategy and breaking down steps, how can we integrate that lifestyle? But like, to be honest, guys, like, okay, we do stuff in our life. Like, we don't just sit behind our computer and work all day, but like, there's nothing strategic about what I do, at least in my regular life. Like, I meal plan a little bit, but not that good. Like, I don't organize anything amazingly. I don't, like, Christmas shop super smart. I don't do anything in my real life that anyone would want to know that I could teach.
I don't know. I disagree a little bit. You buy some pretty cool groceries.
That's true. You copied all of my grocery. We went grocery shopping together last week. And I don't know how we were together. Oh, it was on a weekend.
No, it was because it was on Monday.
It was on Monday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you were looking at land. Abby's one of those people, guys. I make fun of it all the time. So it's fine. She's one of those people that wants land. And they want to build their own house and stuff. Brian and I make fun of these type of people all the time because every single person in our circle of friends wants land. Every single person. And it's just so
And you're funny. Like, I want concrete.
I want concrete. I want less. I want turf. I don't even want real grass. So it's just funny. So anyways, we're looking at land and we went to Target to go grocery shopping. I was kind of like trying to meal plan and figure out what we were doing. And I was like, oh, let me pick up these street tacos and let me pick up this tortellini and let me pick up this sheet. And so Abby was behind me just like picking up the same thing and putting it in the basket.
I'm not going to lie.
So how are your meals?
The tortellini was delicious. And by the way, you totally lied to me about, I said, does this say the same size? And you're like, yeah, basically. I made it and it was like so much tortellini.
I told you, I said, but it's so filling. It makes a lot.
I didn't. Like, it grew like five times.
The whole thing.
No, no.
Okay.
I made the whole thing, but I did not eat the whole thing.
Well, no, sure. I made the whole thing, and then I put them into our little, like, meal plan containers.
People would appreciate that.
Do they, though?
I don't know. I mean, I could...
Because here's the thing. It's like, when I first started business before I knew Abby, and this is how I went about stuff. Oh, let me just try this. I'm just going to try it. If this person followed XYZ rule, I'm going to follow the exact opposite because I know I can do things better anyways. Or I'm going to do it how it's tailored for me. Or I'm going to do it whatever, whatever. I broke every rule, did everything wrong, did everything not professional, whatever. And then Abby came in and was like, okay, cool, cool. Now that that's worked, let's like do it again. Or let's streamline it this way. Or let's make a system. Or like, let's do this over here. And she was actually like smart about it. In my life, it's the same way, but I don't have Abby coming in and streamlining my life.
That's true.
So I'm like, oh, let me just meal plan. And I just throw whatever I want together. Let me just like do this.
I've tried a couple times though, to be honest, and it just didn't take.
It just doesn't work. I just don't. It just doesn't
work. I still don't understand, and this is a personal thing. I still don't understand how your whole house at your like. Your last house. Now I realize this is pre-baby, but like your house was spotless.
It was bigger,
was spotless,
and there was a space for everything.
And now
this house is half the size with a quarter of the storage. Like no joke. And so there's no. We moved in a year ago, and our storage room downstairs has boxes on boxes on boxes of like decoration, like decor stuff that I'm not even going to waste my time unpacking because
it's
no
like
room
you
for it.
Halfway moved in and gave up.
Uh-huh. We halfway moved in, got a baby, and then I was like, fuck it, I'm out. And we're already house hunting. So
I hope you move because I do miss you having a clean house.
Me too. There's just no room. There's no room for anything. Well, and the thing is that I'm literally down one room and one whole closet because of a kid. Because at the last house, remember we had that,
yeah.
that my office had two closets, first of all. And then the guest room had the closet. And all three of those closets had office stuff in it.
Right.
And now I'm down to one instead of three.
Like when we were filming the other day, there was like 3 square feet that were clean. And like I was stepping over a cake that was easily 5 weeks old.
Well, we were using it that day. I dug it out of the trash to use it that day.
Oh my God.
I had thrown it away the day before.
But that would have been 4 weeks old or 5 weeks old still.
And then when I was making our shot list and I was like, oh, actually, it would be cool to have a slice of cake for this shot. Let me see if I can salvage anything from this cake I just threw in the trash. And I did.
Oh my God.
We weren't going to eat it.
If you guys like this episode at all, I will be surprised.
See, this is what the can of worms we're opening if we open the door to lifestyle. And that's why it's just a hot ass mess.
It's not a total hot ass mess. My house is spotless.
People keep asking for house tours. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, the dogs make the most mess and that's about it.
I just can't. I don't understand. So if you guys have suggestions, I don't want to hear what you don't want to hear. That's not helpful. I just want to hear what you do want to hear.
Like, do you like real conversations like this? Or is it weird? Or
that's probably weird.
I don't know.
We'll probably end up deleting this later.
I
If you guys literally have ever wanted us to film like us thinking about something, this is it. This is literally when we're like, hey, we should maybe brainstorm that.
Yeah.
This is what it looks like.
Okay. But for real though, if some company came up to you and said, I want to design a line and everything will be striped. Wouldn't you sign up for that?
Oh, yes. But I'm like, but the weird part is, I mean, yes, I would, but then I don't want to have to go around and figure out how to sell like notepads and coffee cups. Like I leave that to other people.
But we're a marketing company.
But I don't want to sell that.
What do you want to sell?
Because here's the thing. We don't have enough people who give a shit where it's going to be like, okay, if we list a coffee mug, you know, 500 of them are going to be sold. And that's what's going to have to make it worth it for me because I'd rather just host a webinar and make this more money.
Yes and no. Like, I think it will get to a point where we do have enough people. It may not be right now.
Oh, yeah. We're just not there now is what I'm saying. Like, if someone approached me now, I'd be like, that doesn't make any sense. I'm going to – like, 7 people are going to buy it. And it's not going to be worth my time.
So let's break it down. Like, if you were to think about people who have what I would consider lifestyle companies, like Chip and Joanna Gaines, the Kardashians.
Oh, Joy.
Oh, Joy, kind of. I don't know if she's...
What do you mean, kind of? She has an entire line at Target, multiple lines of kids stuff, home stuff.
But is she a lifestyle company? She doesn't talk about,
yes.
You think so?
Yes, 100%. Her kid is on enough of her feed. That's her life.
And then like Jillian Harris, she has the HGTV show now, but the only reason she's popular is she was on The Bachelor first.
How do you go from The Bachelor to HGTV?
I don't know.
Was she on The Bachelor? Like, did she walk into the bachelor pad and be like, oh my God, I need to rearrange this furniture?
I'm not sure, but I think maybe she was an interior designer HGTV already. Maybe.
Oh, gotcha.
But she's gorgeous and I love her. I watch her life happen.
Yeah.
But like, she's so strange. Like, I feel like she's the epitome of a lifestyle brand because she sells furniture. She has a TV show. And then, like, her Instagram stories is, like, her drinking wine on the kitchen floor watching her baby, like...
See, that's all I do.
I know, but, like, she makes money off of drinking wine on the kitchen floor.
Yeah, I just don't... I don't get
like,
it.
Like, she did a commercial for Persil. You know what Persil is? The new... It's like a European laundry soap that came to the U.S. You probably... You never walk down this aisle because you just order it from Young Living. But, yeah, she did... Like, they filmed a commercial in her laundry room.
No one wants to see my laundry room.
But will there be a point in time where someone will want to see your laundry room?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Are we just crazy? I think we're just crazy.
I think definitely part of it's crazy. Here's what I don't want,
What do though. You not want?
And I just think, like, our audience, it's not that they don't want it. It's just not big enough. Because I don't want to be the ones taking pictures of this shit and filming shit and planning shit. Like, I need it to be, like, we're going to make enough money by promoting this thing that all of it can just be done for us. But I also, like, I don't want...
But, like, okay, for instance, we know the Mindells. Right? Jeff and Kelly.
You know how much I hate just getting shit. Like, I hate it. What I don't want is for this, like, the first stage of this lifestyle process to be just like, okay, well, like, this shake company is going to send you all of this stuff. Okay, this company is going to send you these new picture frames. Okay, this company is going to send you
that
these throw pillows
like
or, like,
my
whatever.
Ideal life.
No, no, no. I don't want shit just for the sake of getting shit because then there's no space for it. And then all of a sudden you just have shit.
It's called donating whatever you don't want.
Oh my God. And then I'm not to afford to hire someone to do that because I literally have an entire corner of my basement dedicated to garage sale or Goodwill. That's never going to go anywhere unless someone else does it for me.
You call that one phone number. I can't remember which organization it is. I wrote it down. They come to your house and pick up your donations. I don't know. Do I need to call for you?
Get it out to the curb and do
that. That's way better than loading your car with a baby. Okay, no, but I was going to go back to the Mindells really quick because I feel like they're like the step, not step zero, but like they're not.
The Mindells are step zero. I'm going to tell them you said that.
No. No, that's not what I meant. Let me back up. Back it up. I'm just saying, like, they haven't been on national television. Like, they're not, they didn't get, like, they got famous from doing their job. But not, like, crazy famous. Like,
they're still approachable.
That's what I mean. They're approachable famous. How do you say that without being offensive? But they work with brands.
I think
they work with brands all the time. Like, and.
But that's their job.
But that's our
job. Like, they're not a lifestyle. No, it's not.
That's our job.
No, it absolutely isn't. Our job is to tell and teach how small business owners can create a brand and a business. I don't want to work with your damn brand. Because that's one-on-one client work. What Jeff and Kelly do is absolutely 100% one-on-one client work. They get on a new client. What's the scope of the project? Jeff does the photos. They get the products. They create the photo shoot line and the strategy. And that is what they're selling. That's their job.
I don't know. So if I could end this whole episode with a massive, I don't know what this means for us. I don't have... any plan on like it has to pursue us, if that makes sense.
Chase me.
I'm not just talking about sponsors. I'm saying I'm going to continue building a B2B company that supports our mission and supports our why. And if it happens to be that my beagle ends up on a Hallmark card, I'll take it.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.